Blog Talk Radio.
Con los terroristas.
Right, folks, we're doing the Harlem Shake today. It is, what is today? What are we, Wednesday already? July 17th? And you're listening to the Greg Squirrel Show on blogtalkradio.com. My name is Clint Davis, and I'm hosting this thing again. Greg Squirrel got a hold of me this afternoon, and he is tied up till about 5 p.m., so you guys will have to forgive him. It'll be okay, I promise. He's got some stuff to do. You guys know where Greg Squirrel is. He is in Phoenix, Arizona, being inducted into the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. So what an honor that is. And I know you guys are going to be excited to see Mr. Greg Squirrel back. We had quite a few live listeners yesterday, and I put some stuff on Facebook today for you guys. If you wanted shout-outs, go ahead and like my status, like my link. Got some stuff here for you. Shout-outs go to LaToya Menifee, just for being awesome. CPR, Christina Rose. Talked to Christina a little bit earlier today about some fights going down here in the next month or so. And Charles Highsmith, he wants to give a shout-out to his sister and her husband, Evelyn and Mike. So shout-outs to you guys. And my boy Greg Carter, when I said I was going to be doing the Greg Squirrel Show on my own again, said, can you be trusted on your own? And I said, have you ever heard my show? Speaking of my show, it is Tuesdays and Fridays at noon on blogtalkradio.com/XFI Live. The show is indeed titled XFI Live. It's about Extreme Fighting, Inc. We have had Mr. Greg Squirrel down as our ring announcer on numerous occasions. What a fine job he has done. So, you know, if you guys get a chance to tune in, that's wonderful. So you guys usually hear me every day with Squirrel right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, co-hosting this thing. I've got some news today. I want to jump right into it. We've been talking a little bit about this in the last week or so. Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football. You guys know him. He won the Heisman last year, the first ever freshman to do it. He's admittedly thrown himself into the fire of national criticism for his off-the-field actions in the past. And Wednesday at SEC Media Days, he got to tell his side of the story in his first public comments. Since his much-talked-about early departure this past weekend from the Manning Passing Academy. And that was down in Louisiana. The Heisman Trophy-winning signal caller was calm and collected in front of cameras, saying the only reason he left camp was because he slept in late and missed a meeting. Nothing more, nothing less. Manziel said, it's been a busy summer for me. He called it a mutual decision between himself and officials at the camp. He said, I probably bit off more than I could chew in July. I've been traveling, been going a lot of places. I just overslept. I made a mistake and didn't wake up in time when I should have. And then he said, that's pretty much the end of that. So, you know, there's a lot of speculation about what's going on. He pled guilty and closed the case to, I guess he was busted on campus with fake IDs. IDs that were had falsified his age, which we all know why college kids do that. I mean, I went into the Navy when I was 19, so I had a reason to have a fake ID, but I never got one. I know why I would have had one, though, and I think Johnny Football is that's what he's experiencing right now. I think he's learning that, just like Andre Agassi said back in the late 80s, early 90s, image is everything. Wasn't that a Sprite commercial? I don't know. I got some NBA news straight from ESPN.com. The Los Angeles Lakers, whose plan to re-sign center Dwight Howard did not pan out this offseason, are poised to rebuild fast by focusing on the two biggest free agents of 2014. Next year, LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony. Opinions are split on whether the Lakers can actually land James or Anthony, with one source calling it realistic and another saying it was too far-fetched at this point. Nonetheless, the Lakers have made it clear they are positioning themselves for a run at one and perhaps even two of the superstars who could become free agents in 2014 by refusing to commit to any contract past this next season. Dwayne Wade, Amari Stoudemire, Chris Bosh also have early termination options on the five-year deals they signed in the summer of 2010. Luol Deng, Danny Granger, Andrew Bogut, and Dirk Nowitzki will be unrestricted free agents next summer. So the NBA thing is going to heat up here. I know we've got another season coming up. The Lakers are saying, of course, LeBron James is the biggest prize, but unlike in 2009 when his free agency options the following summer were on his mind. Sources have told ESPN that James isn't even considering his 2014 decision yet. It's all wishful thinking, a league source with knowledge of the situation told ESPN. Teams are doing more wishing than LeBron is wanting right now. So I think people are going head over heels for LeBron James, and I really don't even know why. I mean, the guy couldn't win a championship on his own. He had to go hook up with Dwayne Wade, who had already won a championship. The first time they went to the NBA Finals, they failed miserably. They got beat by the Mavericks, a team that had never won a championship at that point. Of course, they have won the last two. They played the pretty much all-rookie Oklahoma City Thunder squad in last year's NBA Finals. And so that was kind of a breeze. I think they lost the first game, and then they turned around and won the next four. So you never can tell. Now, this is college football news coming up. Actually, it's pretty much everything college. The NCAA said Wednesday it will not allow Electronic Arts Incorporated to use its logo and name in video games while it fights a lawsuit that says the governing body owes billions of dollars to former players for allowing their likenesses to be used for free. Now, this is kind of ridiculous. Everybody knows that NCAA football, and I guess basketball and baseball, I don't know. I don't play those, but I play NCAA football, has been hooked up with Electronic Arts, EA Sports, for the last I don't know how long. And now they're saying that all these players who allowed EA Sports to use their likenesses for free are demanding money. Billions of dollars. They let them do it for free, and now they're claiming they owe them billions of dollars. So you tell me how that works. The NCAA said it will not enter into a new contract with EA Sports beyond the current one that expires in June of 2014. That means NCAA Football 2014 will be the last edition of the popular game. All right. However, EA Sports still plans to produce a college football video game depicting powerhouse schools such as Alabama, Ohio State, and Oregon. Member colleges and universities license their own trademarks and other intellectual property for the video game, the NCAA said in a statement. They will have to independently decide whether to continue those business arrangements in the future. The first non-NCAA-affiliated EA Sports college football video game will be called College Football 15. I don't know what you guys think about that, but to me that sounds like a raw deal. It does not sound fun whatsoever. And I don't know what to think about that. I really don't. Really don't. It just doesn't sound like a good idea to me. It sounds like, it just sounds like the NCAA is really trying to throw a hair in the butter here. You know, you've got something that's been great for a lot of years. It's a great moneymaker. And, you know, EA Sports has done a great job putting on these NCAA games, football games especially. And now they're trying to put an end to it. Here's something for you guys. On this day in 1941, here's a little bit of sports history for you. July 17th, 1941, New York Yankee center fielder Joe DiMaggio fails to get a hit against the Cleveland Indians, which brings his historic 56-game hitting streak to an end. The record run had captivated the country for 2 months. Joseph Paul DiMaggio was born November 25th, 1914 in California. In 1891, his father Giuseppe had immigrated from Sicily to the Bay Area, where he made a living as a fisherman. Joe DiMaggio's father was made legendary by Ernest Hemingway's 1952 novel, The Old Man and the Sea. So, baseball history, sports history, July 17, 1941, Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak came to an end. There's a lot of people chasing that. I don't know how close people have come to that. I'm going to have to look that up. Here's some crazy news for you. I don't even know why this is in the news. This is according to the Examiner. When you're drunk and hungry, there's just no time to be paying for things, especially when it's a Sunday morning. On July 17th, the Huffington Post reported that Florida woman Kimberly Womack, no relation to Jack Womack, got into a bit of a situation in the McDonald's drive-thru when she demanded two free Big Macs. As most frequenters of McDonald's can tell you, Big Macs are not available until 6 a.m., which is when Womack was attempting to obtain her free burgers. Looking for a solution to her no free food in my hand problem, Womack offered that she would take two free Egg McMuffins instead. Employees put their foot down on the matter and refused to give the woman any free food. Womack also put her foot down on the brake at the drive-thru window for more than 10 minutes, causing cars to line up behind her. Officers arrived to settle the issue and spoke with her. She told police her rights were being violated. After smelling alcohol on her breath, officers had Womack complete a field sobriety test, which she failed. Here's the funny part. Officers arrested Womack for a DUI. Her blood alcohol content was later revealed to be over 1.0. Over 1.0. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, 0.08 is the legal limit. 0.08. This was 1.0. Strange, strange news. Got some professional wrestling news. For those of you who heard our coverage on Monday, Greg Squirrel and I, about WWE's Money in the Bank pay-per-view, Randy Orton came out on top in the All-Star ladder match, Money in the Bank. And a report coming out now says that Randy Orton was injured last night in the SmackDown tapings in Providence, Rhode Island. They taped SmackDown? I'm kidding. I know that. I'm just acting like it's a surprise. Randy Orton suffered a cervical strain and cervical neuropraxia. Orton worked a long TV match with Alberto Del Rio and worked in a six-man tag team match in the post-show dark match. There was no injury angle done on the live show. No word on if the injury occurred during the TV taping or during the post-show dark match. But it sounds like the dark match, as they wouldn't have sent him out there if they knew about the injury beforehand. Now, I read something earlier where Randy Orton has come out and said, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm fine. Now, that could be one of two things. Either A, somebody's blowing this out of proportion and Randy Orton is fine, or B, this is the biggest push Randy Orton has gotten in a long time. He's got the Money in the Bank contract, and he doesn't care if he's injured, and he's not going to go down without a fight. So all I know is when it comes to your neck and your back, you need to take it easy there, buddy. I don't like Randy Orton. Don't care for him. The guy deserted the Marine Corps, spent time in a military prison, received a bad conduct discharge. I don't care for him. Not saying he's a bad person. Just don't like him. So, but either way, when you've got a cervical strain and other issues like that, that's nothing to play around with. So, you never can be too sure. There's also another report coming out that the Big Show will be returning from an injury at Monday's Raw TV tapings in Texas. So, hopefully we can see the Big Show return and jump back somewhat in the main event picture. I don't know. I don't know if they've got room for him. I don't know if they can make it happen for him. But you never can tell. If you guys watched Monday Night Raw the other night, there was a great, great, great match. First time in 6 years Rob Van Dam was back on Monday Night Raw. He fought Chris Jericho. And Jericho tweeted after the match was over and said that it was one of the most amazing matches he's ever had. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here. And he loves working with Rob Van Dam. So today, Chris Jericho posted the following on Twitter. I'm sorry, last night. After the SmackDown taping, so long to at WWE for now. 2013 was one of my favorite in-ring years ever. Thanks for always sticking with Y2J. And see you on the road soon with at Fozzie Rock. So Chris Jericho's going back on the road with his band Fozzie that he's been with for a long time now. And so, you know, we might see Jericho again. But you guys know, I mean, Jericho and Rob Van Dam and guys like that, they have signed short-term contracts with the WWE. It lets them kind of come and go as they please. And I think it's really good for the fans. It's good for people like me who kind of grew up watching these guys, and we get to see them jump back in every now and then. And, you know, it's good stuff. Now, there's other news going down in TNA. This is according to PW Insider, Pro Wrestling Insider. As previously reported, both Doc, which is Drew Hankinson, and Tara have departed from TNA today. Tara's release was a cost-cutting move, as she was the company's highest-paid female wrestler by a high margin, and the decision was made to put that money elsewhere. So, see, sometimes that doesn't always pay off, wanting to be the highest-paid wrestler. You know, you think you've got a great career, you've done some things, you've got a great resume, and then you come in and you want to be one of the highest-paid people in the company. That's wonderful. That may make you feel good for a while. But when it comes cost-cutting time, you're the first one to go. Now, Drew Hankinson, you guys might remember him. He played the very strange Festus in the WWE. There was a tag team, Jesse and Festus. Festus was somewhat in a zone, so to speak, until the bell rang, the ring bell. And then once the ring bell rang, he snapped out of it and became a monster. Then when the ring bell rang again, he went back into the zone. He has since gone to TNA, where he is he's playing Doc in the Aces and Eights angle. Or he was, anyway. He's not doing it anymore. Hankinson's release, on the other hand, had nothing to do with cost issues. Sources say that Hankinson's contract negotiations went on too long and his contract had expired. There were creative plans to have him turn babyface in place, which had been teased on TV. The blame on Hankinson's departure has been laid at Bruce Pritchard's feet by some. Losing Hankinson is one of many situations where contract negotiations came down to the wire, and some, like RVD, have left the company over it. The two sides could still come to terms, but as for now, he is gone. Now, I don't know if this is going to hurt the Aces and Eights angle personally. I don't know what you think about the Aces and Eights angle. If you want to call in and tell me, phone lines are open 347-326-9073. You guys let me know what you think about that. The Aces and Eights have lost a member due to contract negotiations, stalling, failing. Bruce Pritchard, once again. I mean, we've been hearing Bruce Pritchard's name for I don't know how long. Years, decades. And to me, this guy is worthless. He's about as worthless as Bischoff. I mean, Bischoff was great back in the day. He had great ideas, but now just ain't cutting it for me. So let me know what you guys think. Call me 347-326-9073. Once again, my name is Clint Davis. We are on the Greg Squirrel Show. It is 4:19 in the p.m. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/TheGregSquirrelShow. If you're listening to the link I put on Facebook, I did put a link up. And for those of you who are listening, I appreciate that. Let me hit my shout-outs again. LaToya Menifee, shout-out just for being awesome. Charles Highsmith wanted to give a special shout-out to his sister, Evelyn, and her husband, Mike. And, of course, my buddy Greg Carter down here at the bottom. Always acting silly. Used to work with Greg. Used to work with LaToya. I had LaToya in class. Never taught Greg, though. But we did work together. It was a lot of fun. There's some other stuff I want to talk about. Yesterday, we talked to Megan Goodwin from right here where I am in eastern Oklahoma. And she is headed to Branson, Missouri this weekend. We've talked about this for a few days. I'm still going to be talking about it. I'm going to let you guys know every single day what is going on with Megan Goodwin this weekend. We were supposed to have seen Megan at the last few MMA events that we've had in Fort Smith and have not been able to see her. So this weekend, Branson, Missouri, leading Midwest mixed martial arts promotion Show Fight presents Summer Smash on Saturday, July 20th, to be held at the Outback Complex on the famed 76th Strip in Branson, Missouri, the live entertainment capital of the world. This outdoor event will broadcast live on GFL.tv. And will showcase the top amateur fighters in the Midwest who are on the verge of taking their talents into the professional ranks. Tickets are available at showfight.com. They're $25 a piece for general admission. They're $40 for VIP cage side. Also, if you are not able to make it to Branson or you are nowhere near Branson and you still want to see this going down, get on GFL.tv, $14.99. You guys go to GFL.tv and look at their calendar of events. Go to Saturday, July 20th. Find this fight. Pick it out of the crowd. Summer Smash. Look it up. It is $14.99 to watch this in HD on GFL.tv. Headlining Summer Smash will be, I mean, I'm going to add a second fight in here, but headlining Summer Smash will be a bout between Cage of Honor lightweight champion Mike Ongbok Breeden, who is 7-3, and powerhouse Missouri-based striker Brian Fonstock. Promoter JT Tilley. Got a friend request from JT on Facebook right after we talked about him on the show. I need to get a hold of JT and talk to him a little bit. We might be able to get him on the show. Hopefully we can talk to him a little bit, see what's going on. Kind of check it out a little bit, get a little bit more information on this stuff, and get this more out in the open. That way, when you guys are up there in the Branson area, you'll be able to go. I've got a lot of friends who are actually in Branson this weekend, and I don't know if they know about these fights, but I'm going to have it put on Facebook. Also, another headliner here, Show Fight Summer Smash will also feature a women's featherweight championship match. This is the one I've been talking about. Undefeated Oklahoma-based striker Megan Mayhem Goodwin, who is 3-0. Battles former Show Fight champ Courtney the Kraken Stowe for a vacant Show Fight Women's Featherweight Championship. Stowe is looking to reclaim the Show Fight title that was once around her waist. In fact, she was never even beaten for it. She vacated it and took a year off and has now returned to reclaim it. Still don't know what to think about that. I'm looking at JT Tilly. He's the promoter for Show Fight. Looking at JT Tilly's Facebook page here tonight. MMA Madhouse Live discusses Show Fight Summer Smash. I'm going to click on this link, and I'm going to find out where we can. Okay, so this is an event on Facebook. Listen in tonight at 8:30 Central Time when the boys from MMA Madhouse live speak with the fighters of the 2013 Show Fight Summer Smash. Go to blogtalkradio.com/MMA Madhouse Radio. I'm going to go and follow that myself. Fans are urged to call in and support your favorite fighters at 310-742-1799 on Wednesday evening. That is tonight. What we've got here on this that says this is a stellar fight card featuring the top amateurs in the Midwest and many incredible matchups. There is a list. There's a fight card here. The preliminary card will be available at the live event only. I'm showing that they're not going to have the preliminary card on the pay-per-view on GFL.TV. Okay, so we're just going to have the main card, the main event card. Now, we've got, I'm going to read you guys the, I'm going to read you guys the main card right here. There's a lot of stuff on this card. 43-year-old Greg Sanning is 1-1. He faces 44-year-old Rob Boogaloo Hall, who is 1-0 in the first ever show fight. There's a new class. I don't know if that's a typo. I'm not going to go ahead and attempt that. Anyway, this is a featured fight. These two men are both giants at 6'3 and 6'5, respectively. So we've got a 43-year-old and a 44-year-old going at it here. One of them is 6'3, the other one is 6'5. This is going to be good. This is going to be good. This is going to be a monumental match here. Seth Mitchell, 1-0, takes on Caleb Staggs, also 1-0, as both newcomers seek a climb in the bantamweight ranks. So this is going to be a great bantamweight matchup here. Cody Matthews, 3-0 of Without Limits MMA, travels to Branson to face local fighter, the rubber band man, Dylan Wilson, who is also 3-0. That's a bantamweight fight as well. Joplin Brotherhood lightweight Parker Whitman, who's 4-4, returns after a long hiatus to face Doug Moreland, 2-2 of Team Dark Horse. Now, there's a lot of things that people know about someone who has taken a long hiatus. There's a little thing called cage rust, ring rust, however you want to word it. This is MMA. We're going to call it cage rust. This could come back to haunt Parker Whitman, or it could be a great fight. You never know. Women's flyweight, Katie Red Dragon Collins, competes at featherweight against Nebraska featherweight Stacy Lynn Marlowe. So we've got a flyweight competing at featherweight. So we've got Katie Collins and Stacy Lynn Marlowe. I'm kind of getting interested here in the ladies of the cage. Getting a little bit interested here. Never have been, except when it comes to Megan Goodwin, because she's great. And we'll talk about that one here in just a second. Team Outcast welterweight Will the Thrill Levine, who is 4-1, will go to war with the Afro Samurai Marco Hutch, who is 5-1 in a showdown that could very well be the fight of the night from this incredible card. So Will the Thrill Levine, 4-1, going to war with the Afro Samurai Mark Hutch, 5-1. Somebody's going to come out with their second loss of their career. Somebody. Show Fight Super Heavyweight Championship. The COH East Heavyweight Championship. Josh Ferries is 9-7. Versus the COH West SHW Super Heavyweight. Guys, Super Heavyweights. The champion, Sean Bales, 4-3. East versus West is the two COH champions collide in the Super Heavyweight Championship. So both these guys are fighting at Super Heavyweight. Josh Berry's and Sean Bell's. That's going to be something to see. I'm going to save the best for last here, so I'm going to go ahead and talk about the lightweight champion and precision striker, Mike Ongbok Breeden, 7-3, will battle number one contender and powerhouse striker, Brian Fonstock. We've talked about that one. He's 7-2 for the interim show fight lightweight title. So these guys are going to battle it out. We've got a lightweight champion and a number one contender battling for an interim show fight lightweight title. The winner will face injured lightweight champion Matt Rosa later this year to unify the titles. So we're going to have an undisputed champion later in the year. And, of course, the one that we talked about just a little bit ago, and we'll talk about it again, can't talk about it enough, Megan Mayhem Goodwin, 3-0, battling former show fight women's champ Courtney the Kraken Stowe for the show fight women's featherweight title. Courtney Stowe is back to claim this thing. I told you guys she gave up the title, and now she's back to, I think she'd take a year off. She's back to reclaim this women's featherweight championship. This could go either way. I've heard a lot about. I personally think that Megan Goodwin's got this TKO second round. That's what I've been calling. I'm going to stick with that. You know, but that's just me. That's just being a fan. You know, this could go either way. I've heard a lot about Courtney Stowe. I've said some things about Courtney Stowe. I thought that this was pretty cocky. You know, keeping the title, winning the title, keeping it for a while, and then giving it up for a year, and then coming back to claim it. I don't know. But I've heard a lot of things about her. I've had some people shoot me some messages about Courtney Stowe. She's a great fighter. I mean, she's not 7-3 for no reason. But then again, Megan Goodwin's not 3-0 for no reason. So you can try to take experience, or you can try to look at the future of the females of the cage here. And so I'm putting, if I was a betting guy, if I was putting money on, I mean, I am a betting man, but if I was putting money on this one, I would definitely go with Megan Goodwin. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. We've got some celebrity birthdays: Luke Bryan, David Hasselhoff, Beth Littleford, Phyllis Diller, Camilla Bowles. You guys know her over in England. Who cares? Corey Hart, Art Linkletter, Phoebe Snow, Tom Fletcher, and Donald Sutherland. Now, tomorrow, I know you guys are going to get your candles out, your birthday hats, and your kazoos and everything ready. Vin Diesel's birthday is tomorrow. One of the worst actors in the history of anything. Everybody loves some Vin Diesel, right? Not really. Let's talk about something else. Friday. Man, we got a couple of days left for this. Friday, July 19th, 8 p.m. at the Joint, the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Doors open at 7 p.m. Cherokee Fight Club is throwing down a show. Some of the world's finest boxing, live professional boxing. I don't know if you're going to be in Tulsa this weekend. I had planned on it, but I've got some meetings I need to attend on Saturday, and so I am not going to be able to make this on Friday night. Tickets went on sale back on June 14th, so I don't know what is left and what is not. You got to be 21 to get in. You have to be 21, guys. We're talking about a hotel and casino. Ticket price is $32, $42, $62, and $102. There's also some stuff going on at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. There's a pretty good lineup going on there after the 19th, after Friday, after Cherokee Fight Club is done. On August 9th, Ron White will be at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. On August 23rd, Journey I'm a huge Journey fan. On August 23rd, Journey will be at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tulsa. On September 13th, this is 3 days after my birthday, Lynyrd Skynyrd will be there. September 27th, the Steve Miller Band will be there. October 5th, Lionel Richie will be there. October 11th, which is my mother's birthday, Alabama will be there. October 17th, John Fogerty. October 18th, ZZ Top. November 1st, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. So there's quite a deal here going down at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tulsa. But this Friday is the Cherokee Fight Club. Professional boxing. Live professional boxing. You guys don't want to miss this. You guys get on out there. I don't have the fight card for that. I'm trying to look for it. So we've got the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tulsa on Friday. And then We've got on Saturday up in Branson. We've got the show fight, Summer Smash, what we've been talking about here. I will tell you one thing. I do have one fight here for the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tulsa on Friday, July 19th, Cherokee Fight Club, No Fire Entertainment. Super middleweight prospect. Daya Ali Davis, 21-3. And we've got undefeated heavyweight West, the Cherokee Warrior, No Fire, who's 11-0. West No Fire is 11-0. So I still can't find the entire fight card for this. I'm looking, and I just can't find anything. And that's okay. When you guys get out there, you'll be able to get it hooked up. For online reservations, if you're going on Friday, Hard Rock Hotel and Casino to check out West No Fire and the Cherokee Fight Club. Online reservations, you can do that at HardRockCasinoTulsa.com, or you can call 1-800-760-6700. Book a room out there. Get it hooked up. Have a weekend in style. Whatever you want to do. Reminder again, show fight Saturday, July 20th, the next day after the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tulsa. Show fight Summer Smash. Reminder again, pay-per-view on GFL.TV for $14.99. I mean, that's, like I said before, that's cheaper than getting general admission tickets, right? I mean, general admission is $25. You stay home, best seat in the house, all the popcorn and cherry Coke you can imagine, if that's your thing. I don't know, that's my favorite at a movie theater anyway. A lot of good fights. There's stuff on the preliminary card. I didn't talk about the preliminary card much. Austin Graham and Sean Boone, James Cantwell and Robbie Harbach, Kevin Brockman and Andrew Patterson, Dustin Stewart and RJ Kraut. Is that one out or one cut? One website says one out, the other one says one cut. So my apologies to Sonny Johnson. I mean, I didn't misspell it. I'm just reading it two different ways. Steve Farrell and Trevor Thornton, Henry Ferreira and Jesse Moore, Max Humphrey and Aaron Brad, middleweight fight. Miles the Warrior Malone and Danny the Python Paxton, flyweight bout. Jason Thompson and Lance Lee. So this is good stuff here. That is the preliminary card. That will be at the live event only. There will be none of that. There will be no preliminary card on the pay-per-view on GFL.TV. The main card that I read to you earlier, which is stacked, this is going to be a huge main card. We've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's going to be nine fights. There's going to be 9 MMA fights, 9 cage fights on the main card on the iPay-per-view at GFL.TV. So like I told you guys, go to GFL.TV, check out the calendar of events. It's right there, live and in living color. Go to Saturday, July 20th. Go to Saturday, July 20th, and look for Summer Smash. Look for Show Fight, Summer Smash. All right? Now, there's something else. There's another live event I want to talk about. There's something else going down, and this is coming up in a couple of weekends. This is going to be in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Wrestling is back. I'd like to note that card is always subject to change. Back to School Bash 4, Traditional Championship Wrestling, TCW. Ticket outlets are Super Save Drug and Van Buren, Larry's Pizza in Fort Smith, and D&D Pawn in Fort Smith. Ticket prices, here we go. General admission, $15. Man, you can't beat that with a stick. VIP second row, $20. VIP front row, $30. Tickets are on sale now. Go to these ticket outlets. Or you can get tickets online, tcwwrestling.com/tickets. Or like I mentioned, you can hit up D&D Pawn in Fort Smith, Larry's Pizza in Fort Smith on Towson, and Super Save Drug in Van Buren. Here's the deal. VIP ticket holders will attend a special post-show meet and greet with free pizza and soda. Now, you can't beat that, right? 6:30 p.m. in downtown Fort Smith, Arkansas at the Fort Smith Convention Center, 55 South 7th Street. Same place we hold our events for Extreme Fighting, Inc. Special tag team match. Guys, like I said, the card is always subject to change, but we've got some stuff here on the website. You guys go to tcwwrestling.com. Special tag match, Matt Hardy and Americos versus The Empire. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I got my money on The Empire, personally. Getting a little sick of Matt Hardy. I know there's a lot of people going to love to see that guy. I personally don't want to. TCW Junior Heavyweight title, fourth match in the Best of 7 series, John Saxon versus Kincaid. The Bradford family is barred from ringside for the entire series. Now, let me tell you guys something a little bit about the Bradford family. If you're watching Monday Night Raw and you've seen this Wyatt family, do you know where they got that idea? Do you know where Vince got the idea for the Wyatt family? He got it from TCW and the Bradford family. That's my personal belief. Can't put that on paper. Can't put money to it. But I'm going to go ahead and call that right now. So, I don't know. I think the Bradford family is probably the most prominent family in professional wrestling today. TCW is without a doubt the number three wrestling promotion in the United States, probably in the world. I don't know. But I know people are chomping at the bit to get on a card in TCW. They're in, what, 30 million homes now? I mean, geez. If you guys go to TCW shows, let me know what you think. 347-326-9073. Call in, let me know. 347-326-9073. Call in and give me your opinions. I've personally been to a ton of these things. Hadn't been able to go lately. My weekends with my kids have been matched the exact weekends that TCW is holding events. Same thing's going to happen on August 3rd. It's kind of heartbreaking to me because professional wrestling is my bread and butter. Now, this John Saxon versus Kincaid matchup here, I'm personally more partial to Kincaid. I mean, he's like the Wizard of Wrestling. I don't know if you guys have seen this guy, but when you do see him, you won't forget him. Cerebus versus All That, Alan Steele. I mean, I'm rolling with Alan Steele on this one. Grudge match rematch, Zach Gowan versus the Golden Boy, Greg Anthony. My man, the Golden Boy. There are other matches that will be announced. This will be an international TV taping with at least 12 huge matches. And like I said, the card is subject to change. If you guys have any feedback on that, 347-326-9073. This is the Greg Squirrel Show. My name is Clint Davis. the host of XFI Live on blogtalkradio.com for Extreme Fighting, Inc. However, I'm standing in for Mr. Greg Squirrel, who is in Phoenix, Arizona. Wish we could get him on the phone. I know he's going to be in class till about 5, or a meeting, I should say, till about 5 p.m., and so we'll probably run before that goes down. Greg Squirrel is in Phoenix being inducted into the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, along with Mike Goldberg of the UFC. Greg Squirrel is a very, very close personal friend of mine. And I couldn't think of a better guy to get an honor like this. He's definitely earned it. He deserves it. And so I'm happy for the guy. So once again, that was TCW Wrestling Back to School Bash 4, Saturday, August 3rd, down at the Fort Smith Convention Center, 55 South 7th Street, Saturday, August 3rd. Bell time, 6:30 p.m. VIP seating includes after party with free pizza and soda. Save 10% by purchasing tickets online at tcwwrestling.com. Watch TCW Wrestling Fridays at 11 p.m. on Cox Sports and on the Pursuit Channel at midnight. I think that's here in our area, guys, that's in the River Valley area. That's Channel 119, Cox Sports. You can watch TCW Wrestling at 11 p.m. Or you can catch it on YouTube. I mean, they let us know what's going on. They put a post up. In fact, I'm on the mailing list. I get an email about a new episode of TCW Wrestling every week to let me know when the episode is coming out and then to let me know that the episode is out. If you have any questions, call the TCW hotline at 501-463-4227. And once again, if you can't or don't wish to purchase your tickets online, I mean, you can save 10% if you purchase them online, tcwwrestling.com. But if you can't do that or don't want to do that, go to D&D Pawn, go to Larry's Pizza, both in Fort Smith, and go to Super Safe Drug in Van Buren. There's going to be a jam-packed card by the time this thing is all said and done. And it's something you don't want to miss. I love TCW. I have for years now. Love it, love it, love it. On the poster here, we got two guys standing in the front. Not to mention Mr. Tim Storm, one of the hardest workers in the business, if not the hardest. We've got former WWE superstars Trevor Murdoch and Matt Hardy. Also, Titan is there. And millionaire Matt Riviera. Gotta love that guy. If it wasn't for him, none of this would be happening. So big shout out to Matt Riviera. Big special thanks to that guy for doing what he does. I'll tell you what that's going to do for me, guys. That's going to just about wrap it up. Not a lot else to talk about. We've covered a lot of stuff. We've covered live events coming up here in the 1st of August, actually the 3rd of August, TCW Wrestling in Fort Smith. We've covered the Cherokee Fight Club and some live boxing going down in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on this Friday, July 19th. We've also covered Megan Goodwin headed up to Branson, Missouri for Show Fight Summer Smash this weekend, Saturday, July 20th. I mean, today's Wednesday. We're going to talk about this on Thursday and Friday as well. So Megan's going to be headed to Branson on Friday. She's still in the weight cut process. No doubt that's got to be a little frustrating, but we were lucky enough to talk to Megan yesterday. So I want to thank everybody for tuning into the Greg Squirrel Show here on blogtalkradio.com. And we will be back. Hopefully we'll have Squirrel with us tomorrow, but we'll be back tomorrow at 4 p.m. for more Greg Squirrel Show. Until then, be safe and peace out.